Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Kirk, always a pleasure to have you as my guest.
Oh, thanks, John.
And we are about to present our second classical concert of the 2018-19 season at Living Hope Church once again. So we've had our first concert at Living Hope back in October. How did you feel about it?
I think it's a wonderful space. I enjoyed it so very much. The acoustics are fantastic. I think the sight lines are terrific. The pre-concert room is lovely and intimate and yet big enough to accommodate all the people. So I'm enjoying it very much. And I think the musicians really enjoyed playing on the stage.
It's a different feel. It's so wide.
Yeah.
And the audience... No member of the audience is particularly far back.
No.
In the auditorium, in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so wide and it's arched.
Mm-hmm.
And so that should provide a lot of room for the musicians in a typical concert.
Yeah, a typical concert.
But we're not going to have a typical concert this time.
No.
Because we're going to have a cast of thousands.
Thousands.
On the stage.
Billions.
Well,
yeah.
And why is that?
Well, we're doing a mass in the middle of the program. We're doing a mass of the children. It's called by John Rutter. It was written for Carnegie Hall in 2003. And it's this uplifting, beautiful piece. Taking certain movements of the Mass, the joyous ones like the Kyrie and the Gloria, but it's also mixing English poetry in, so there's lots of English in it too. I have the score in front of me, and the first lines that the kids sing are, "Awake my soul, and with the sun thy daily stage of duty run, shake off dull sloth and joyful rise." You know, that's not your typical Mass.
So, it sounds Shakespearean.
This is by a guy named Thomas Ken, who lived in the 17th century.
Well, not too far off then.
Yeah. So, and we have the Eisenhower Youth Choir, mm-hmm. and the South Lake Children's Choir coming to join us, along with our entire chorus.
Which is about 120 in and of
itself.
Yeah. So how many singers all told then?
I think there are only going to be about 100 this time because some people are out of town in the chorus and things.
Oh, okay.
Then about 55 only in the orchestra for that piece. And I think about 45 children on the stage that's only supposed to accommodate 27 people.
Now, maybe the audience members could adopt a child and have a child on their laps. And
we're living and learning. It's our new home.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But it is a beautiful hall.
It is.
And we do plan to do all of our concerts there going forward into the 2019-20
season.
Have
a real stable home.
A stable home, yes.
Yes.
This year our theme has been follow the music. Next year we don't have to make you follow the music anymore. We just need to make you come to the one place and we'll be happy there. So you're also performing the Brahms Second Symphony in this concert.
Yeah, and the orchestra has asked me to play this because it's just crazy, beautiful, huge piece, and it'll fit this acoustic really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
It'll hit you. As you point out, the intimacy of the hall is this music will hit you in the heart and soul. And I mentioned in my article in the paper the other day that Maestro Muti and the CSO just did a 3-week tour of Asia, and the Brahms Second Symphony was one of the four big pieces that they took on the tour to show off the Chicago Symphony. So it is beautiful and recognized all over the world as a fantastic piece to hear.
And the what else did I want to add? So the Mass, let's go back to the Mass for a second. Is that something that is ecclesiastical in nature, obviously.
Yes, and sacred, but very accessible. Rutter's music. I just ran into somebody yesterday. I went to a CSO rehearsal, and the players came and said hello, and they said, "What are you doing next?" And I said, "Oh, I'm doing..." And a whole bunch of them said, "Oh, my kids love Rutter. My wife loves Rutter. My mom loves Rutter. I think he's a combination of John Lennon, John Williams. The music is very accessible."
Well, I think that's good that you're going to introduce us to Mr. Rutter.
Oh,
thank you.
It's gummy bear, yummy. It's just delicious music.
Well,
yeah.
Good. So you're going to have a pre-concert lecture at 6:15. The concert's at 7:30. cookies with Kirk after the concert.
Thanks to our Women's Association.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Kirk. Thanks for being here to tell us about the concert. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.